News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Over 33,000 new residential address points were recorded over the past year, while the national vacancy and dereliction rates have both fallen since 2024. That's according to a new report from Geodirectory. So how positive is this news, and is it likely to have an impact on house prices? Carl Dieter of Irish Mortgage Brokers joins us this morning. Carl, this sounds on paper good.
Sounds good in reality too, Keir. Don't be afraid to be happy sometimes.
I don't have it in me, Carl. I don't have it in me not to give out.
You need to get out and socialise more.
I don't have it in me. We're moving in the right direction, but more to do. Is that what this says?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. To be honest, we've created such a deficit of housing that, you can get to a point where every good news story gets washed out with some of the bad news story, or the bit that's just not great. You know, like if you had to choose between house prices rising and falling overall, you know, it's the policy tends to favour the rising one, and it hurts a lot of people when it does rise, in particular the way it's done here. But falling housing markets, in particular what we've seen before, you know, they can be pretty catastrophic too. What is interesting to me, I mean, we are building, but we're now officially well above the Celtic Tiger peak by 20% nationally. I remember Michael Noonan saying there's no more boom bust. Well, we've definitely done the boom bit, and that is something that worries me, is if we don't get...
Are you saying 33,000 houses is above the Celtic Tiger peak of builds?
No, sorry, that the prices of in the market, the output in the Celtic Tiger was up closer to 90,000 in the peak in 2006. So what we are seeing, though, is an increase in the number of houses coming on stream. You know, it's up 5% year on year. Is 5% going to solve it? No, but it's putting a dent in things. You know, immigration has slowed down. We haven't had new wars that are bringing in, you know, a huge amount of people at once, which those influxes have an impact on the market as well. You are seeing vacancy and dereliction fall. The vacancy rate in Dublin is 1.1%. In a regular market, it's usually somewhere between kind of 5 and 7% because there's this like movement between buildings. When you see it down that low, that's a sign of serious housing compression. But the dereliction rate is also down, and that's a sign that anything that is available is being used. And
so
that means
we're eradicating the waste in our capacity.
Well, a good bit of it. A lot of it gets reclassified. Like everyone listening knows some derelict place that's been there for 20 years and they're saying, how could it be so low? It is actually a bit higher because you'll have things like whole blocks of, say, council flats in town that have been blocked up for years. And they say, no, but that's because it's really there for a redevelopment at some point in the future. So there is some statistical messing around as well, but not enough to skew the figures overall. So, you know, if you look at where the prices are the worst, the vacancy rate is the lowest. They're the places that need the most supply. But that's actually what you're seeing. 50% of the new addresses were in the greater Dublin area, with Dublin City accounting for around 38%. And with, you know, 12,500 additional addresses. Now, an address means that's somewhere you can move into. And, you know, depending on it, or if people, you know, are young and one of them rents it out and everyone's renting rooms, you can actually start to house a lot of people. And this is, so overall, this is all positive news. The only thing that might make it not very positive news is the fact that we have this deficit of housing that also has to be balanced against it.
Okay. Just, I'm interested in what you said about when house prices rise, that's really what policy supports, because when it falls, that can also be catastrophic. And I'm thinking of you saying that we had 90,000 in 2006 was our level of building, and now we're on 33,000. Some of that was to do with the house prices falling, wasn't it, and wiping out some of the construction sector?
Well, what happened is, or what does happen, housing markets typically are never in equilibrium. So like it's very rare that you ever see a housing market where house prices just stay exactly the same. And sometimes they fall and they really never come back. You see that not so much in Ireland in recent times. We did in the 1800s, had a 100 years of no house price increase effectively. You see in America, say for instance, a town loses a factory next while the house prices go down, never come back. So what we have seen is a policy of house prices rising. We don't seem to be able to get beyond that by having enough output to stop that from happening. The issue is when you do start to get equilibrium, because, and there almost never is in housing markets, is that it's not going to just sit there and stay at the top. It will get equilibrium and prices adjust down to what is kind of rational, because at the moment we're not in a rational position. And the market will eventually go into what's called hypersupply, which is where all of these policies will kick in, everything will kick in.
And then we have ghost estates and we have all the things we saw in the past.
Yeah, but I mean, the nice thing I will say, by the way, about infrastructure or housing-oriented booms is that the stuff is still there. it's not like it disappears. It's not like, say, you know, some of the other manias that were based on paper assets that suddenly it's gone. You only have to cast your mind back here at 10 years, you know, and some people be like, 10 years ago, you know, they're too young. They don't really think about the current affairs.
I do remember 10 years ago.
Yeah, me too, sadly. There were still people talking about bulldozing ghost estates, you know, and where are those people now? Where are those ghost estates now? They get used up. So in the long arc, I think we're going to get there, but we just seem to always
choose the
worst path to do it with.
A long arc. For people listening, what they're going to be interested in is in two things, is when affordability might come back into the market so that we see the house prices and we hear that, I think it was, you had to earn, it was in the news yesterday, you had to have an income of something like 103 or 113,000 as your income in order to be able to afford on current sort of lending regulations a house in Dublin. So it was a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
And that's not the average amount of income people earn in Dublin either. So there was a problem. So at what stage will we see a bit of affordability, do you think, come back into the market? And at what stage will we approach equilibrium where supply, do you think, Carl, will be able to meet or come close to meeting people's needs?
Well, affordability is kind of not an equal opportunities employer in this sense, okay? So affordability, there's affordability right now, today. You can get a house sub 200,000, easy. It's going to be in Leitrim. And okay, that'll be less than four times national average wage. National average wage is around 46,000. Yeah. You look at somewhere like Dublin median prices, it's more than 10 times that amount. If you're single, you're looking to buy in Dublin, I hope you're exceptionally, exceptionally high earning, or you're from a wealthy family or something like that, if you want to do it on your own. If you're in a couple, you're not going to do it being bang average. Now, I know from the brokerage world, you know, first time buyers, the biggest cohort out there borrowing, they are, you know, the biggest group buying in Dublin. So there is a lot of people succeeding. That's a wonderful thing. And they can afford this and they're going to get there. That's great. Everybody below that, though, they're the ones who I think are struggling. And there actually isn't an answer for them in the short term. You're not meant to say that. You're meant to say, oh, the policy block. That's the truth. Okay, there's not an answer for them in the short term.
So there's no win here for people on average or medium or low incomes
Other than to go further away from where you might have wanted to be. I mean, I'll put it this way. If you're average and you're living in Leitrim, you want to live there, this is dream come true. You've got lots of choice. And that's actually a good thing. And I'm not banging down on the folks in Leitrim.
You're talking about financial fact. And then maybe last question for you. At what point in the medium term do you think we will see, I suppose, as I say, us approaching equilibrium in terms of supply? Or is that how long is a piece of string?
I think it's a few years out. It's a few years out. And I think that, this has to end with prices adjusting to some level of reasonableness. Now, there are times where markets adjust beyond that and they never get reasonable. And you do see that in some areas like Singapore, you see, you know, Hong Kong, you see it where they kind of go up and they never came back. Some major European capital cities. I'm not sure that Dublin is at that point yet where we just have this systemic crazy house price. But if it does get there, we're going to have a serious think about, you know, the use of public land. Like, should we have, I'm not saying don't have parks, but should we have the state owning anything, given that they sit in it for years and years at a time? Okay. They're just a terrible owner of land in terms of how they manage it. And we just have to find some better way.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Carl Dieter of Irish Mortgage Brokers.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.